Today, the third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete, Latin for rejoice in the Lord always. It's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your forbearance be known to all, for the Lord is near at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. But there's a voice in the wilderness crying. Today is also referred to as Rose Sunday, for after lighting two blue candles, we'll light the third candle, a rose, symbolizing our need to reflect. Some see this shift from blue to rose as a way to lighten the mood with all the watching and the waiting we've been doing, to think about the pause that refreshes in this busy season of preparation and anticipation. Some others call today Refreshment Sunday. But there's a voice in the wilderness crying. Now, for most of us, all of this Advent preparation means that we're pretty busy, putting up the Christmas tree and stringing all the lights, making the bows and hanging the wreaths, making cookies or candy or decorations, going online or traveling hither and yon to find the perfect gift, then wrapping and shipping it to loved ones far and wide. We're attending parties for colleagues or classmates. Maybe we're secret Santas. And then there's the ever-present cleaning the house from top to bottom in anticipation of some out-of-town guests. But there's a voice in the wilderness crying. A young woman, 8 and a half weeks pregnant, and her husband are refugees, cast out from the land of their birth into the wilderness. With no place to call home, this young couple are frightened and alone on a long and dangerous journey to find safety, only to see fear blocking the door. Her voice cries out in the darkness, "Please, I'm pregnant. I need rest. We ask for shelter." My dearest beloved, I know these are confusing and scary times we live in. Some days it may seem like evil walks upright among us. We may find ourselves asking, how is it that God can call us to listen for the voice crying out in the wilderness, to care for the least of these when God knows how scared we are? How do you and I stand side by side welcoming the stranger when fear blocks the door? How and where do we find courage and compassion to comfort the stranger seeking refuge? God sends us beacons, lighting the dark. Yesterday, Paul Castelli was one of 5 such beacons ordained to the diaconate, in addition to 2 ordained to the priesthood. The cathedral was packed. I heard this morning that it seats about 800 and it was almost full. There were so many people in the house singing and giving thanks for these amazingly bright and blessed beacons given to the church and to the world. 7 amazing men and women called to a life of service to witness and make known God's love for all people. Now, one might have thought that yesterday's message was strictly for the ordinands, but that was not the case. Throughout the service, with hundreds of voices raised in song and prayer, with a sermon offered that spoke of love and faith in community, the Holy Spirit charged the very air we breathed with courage and compassion. We took in the knowledge that God loved us into being and loves us still. We took in the message that each one of us is sent out into the world to do the work God has created us to do, to accept that we share a brokenness and fear with the disciples who walked with Jesus. Yet even in their human limitations, they still became beacons of hope and compassion in a world that was just as sorely in need of love as our own. God's love has made us beacons, lighting the way for others. God had so much love and faith in the ancient disciples, a ragtag group of people, if ever there was one, and God has just as much love and faith in the ragtag disciples of you and me. And if we stand side by side, we just might be able to push fear out of the doorway to make room at the inn, to see beacons in the dark night, in the other and in ourselves, as God does, so that we might light the way home for the stranger and the lost. Michael Curry, our newly elected presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, a fellow beacon in the darkness, is lighting our way to love. And he recently wrote a letter to you titled, Be Not Afraid. In the book of Leviticus, Curry writes, God says to the people of Israel that the foreigner who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the foreigner as yourself, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Accordingly, we welcome the stranger. We love our neighbor. The Episcopal Church has long been committed to resettling refugees in our own communities fleeing violence and persecution. He continues, refugees from places like Syria seek to escape the precise same ideological and religious extremism that gave birth to the attacks in Paris. They seek entry into our communities because their lives are imprisoned by daily fear for their existence. Just as Jesus bids us not to be afraid, we must in turn pass those words of comfort to those who turn to us for help. In less than 2 weeks, as we remember and give thanks for a scared young woman who was and is carrying God's perfect gift to the world in her womb, may you and I also remember that God has loved us into being, creating within us beacons of hope that have the power to cast out fear. Be not afraid. You are God's beloved. Be not afraid. You are loved beyond measure. And may all God's people say, Amen.